If you're looking for a reason to take a drive around the state, our next guest has some perfect destinations for your next day off. And food is included. He's got a list of some of Wisconsin's great drive-up restaurants. And a lot of places, the waitstaff brings the food right to your car. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite drive-in or maybe walk-up spot you like to visit nearby or far away? Do you have a favorite drive that happens to include a drive-in restaurant? Do you have a route you'd recommend? Do you have a memory of one that used to be in your community? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Eric Paulson co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show, which airs on Valley Sports Networks in Wisconsin and Minnesota and on YouTube. He hosts the Cabin Podcast and founded statetrunktour.com, a road trip website that explores Wisconsin highways and the sites along them. Eric, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Good to be back.
Is this something that happens to you, Eric? You're on one of your favorite drives and you get the urge for a drive-up meal, a small drive-in diner like this?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a good drive-in burger and a malt and whatever sides they might have. It's a huge slice of Americana, and I love going to the small towns where they've been locally owned for, you know, decades or even generations. That will pull me in more than anything.
Yeah, on your new list, you mentioned that people might think of, you know, when A&Ws were everywhere, now that they're just some places, or Sonic mm-hmm. is a newer one you can drive up. You are a fan, though, of that local, independently owned drive-in. Why is that?
Well, I like I like local businesses and the independently owned businesses a lot, and they're more a piece of their town. Now, there are a lot of A&Ws that are independently owned. It's part of the franchise and everything, but I find more uniqueness by going to those local drive-ins, like all the ones we're going to be talking about here. And to me, they're a quintessential part of the town they're in.
And before we start naming names, is part of the fun here the nostalgia? Like, these things were really part of the landscape back in the day.
Absolutely. I mean, if you go back to the classics, like even in the movie American Graffiti, their whole social life was built around meeting at the drive-in and then going to other places. And of course, that's where they got their sustenance for the night. So, and in these small towns, they still have car cruise-ins. People gather. It's a social place as well as a place to get some great, often greasy food.
Hey, you mentioned American Graffiti, the movie. Did I read it right? One of our drive-ins here in Wisconsin may have been the inspiration for that drive-in?
They say it is. There's one called Mel's in San Francisco that was probably part of the inspiration, but there was an old drive-in, which is where Cops is now, and we'll talk about why Cops isn't on my list here in a minute, but Cops is a famous burger stand, and their flagship store is up on Port Washington Road in Glendale. And in the 50s, it was a drive-in called the Milky Way. And some of the writers for American Graffiti and for Happy Days and such grew up in that area. So they say that they drew some of their inspiration from the Milky Way.
And you mentioned Cops, and does it fit the definition? Let's talk a little bit about what we mean by the drive-in. I'll admit, eaten a burger in the Cops parking lot. That's not really the main goal there, I don't think, right? You're looking for things where the whole concept is that you're supposed to eat in the parking lot.
Correct. It's kind of it's hard to delineate sometimes. You know, a burger stand and a drive-in are kind of, you know, they crisscross, but they're not the exact same thing. And for this list, for example, I'm basically saying, okay, the primary way you eat the food is in your car. Often there's a car hop who comes up and provides the food. And then if there's a tray hanging out your window while you eat it, that's an even bigger bonus. Generally, they're not restaurants because there's little to no indoor seating with these. So, you know, the primary thing is to pull up and get your food from someone who brings it to you. And oftentimes you eat off the tray. With COVID the past year, some places that do the trays haven't been doing them, but they're starting to bring them back. So I'm liking that.
Talking to Eric Paulson. He co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show and started statetrunktour.com. We're talking about drive-in restaurants of Wisconsin, past and especially present. You can share your favorites at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Is there one in your community? Have you been there already this year? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. By the way, find a link to Eric's list of restaurants around the state at wpr.org/centraltime. All right, let's start taking our tour now, Eric. Let's start. Well, I love the name here. It tells you what it is. The Drive-In Restaurant in Grantsburg.
Yes, they're right to the point. And I discovered them actually because we filmed there for Discover Wisconsin a couple of years ago. And we were focusing on cheese curds, deep fried cheese curds, and theirs are among the best. Great place in the far northwestern corner of the state where highways 70, 48, and 87 come together. And you see, that's a flashback place. Like you can eat in, or they'll deliver food to you in several parking spaces out where the menus are right out there and everything. But inside, it's just adorned with old 45 records and memorabilia on the walls, and a lot of car culture enthusiasts. They'll get there with a bunch of their cars and show them off. And the drive-in actually has two locations. One's in Wisconsin, the other just over the river in Taylor's Falls, Minnesota. So the drive-in probably gets more visitors from the Twin Cities area than any place. But it's a great place. And they opened in 1956. They're an original.
And this is a pretty common thing. A lot of the ones you talk about have been open since the 40s or 50s, right?
Yeah, the oldest of which is in Kenosha. I found Kenosha, and I know Kenosha well. My dad grew up there. Kenosha is kind of the drive-in restaurant king of Wisconsin because there's three of them there that I can name that have car hops and everything. And the oldest of them is called The Spot. And that opened in 1945. So it was one of the first drive-ins in the country. And they're still operating. In fact, I just had a burger there about a week and a half ago. It was delicious.
And you can name the other names. We went from northwest to southeast in the state. The Spot, and
yeah,
where else can we go?
Kenosha. Pretty quick, yeah. The other two in Kenosha, and I'm not going in order as you would read it on statetrunktour.com. But The Spot, and then there's Andy's Drive-In, which isn't far away on Roosevelt Drive, which is also Highway 50. And then on the north side of town on Washington Avenue, right across from the Velodrome, the world's oldest operating bicycle track, the Velodrome in Kenosha, right across
the street. Yeah, we did an interview about that. It's super cool.
Oh, really? Yeah, it is. I used to ride my bike on there as a kid. It's very steep. And right across the street, you can pull up to the Big Star and enjoy their food. So Kenosha's got the trifecta.
Now, you mentioned classic cars showing up at the drive-in in Grantsburg, and reading your piece on these, this is a pretty common theme. And I guess it makes sense. A lot of places, the local classic car club, it's a natural meetup spot, the drive-in restaurant.
Absolutely. It's the logical place for everybody to gather. And at some places do it up really big. I know Wayne's Drive-In in Cedarburg especially does that. And I happened to catch them one day when I was there, and they had their classic car club. And so I included a couple of pictures I took of that in this piece. So you can see that for yourself. And Wayne's seems like it's an old school drive-in from the 50s, and they certainly go with the theme, but they didn't open until about 1998. So
interesting. Now, let's see. Oh, you've got so many on the list. Let's go to Hager City on the Great, or near the Great River Road, and the Hager Heights Drive-In.
Yeah, and I stopped by there. They hadn't been when I was actually there. I haven't eaten there because they weren't quite open for the season yet, but I got a good picture of them. They're right across the river from Red Wing, Minnesota. And I know they're very popular. They're and it's funny because a lot of these places focus on chicken. I'm sorry, they focus on burgers. Hager Heights, along with burgers, they have a lot of chicken dinners. In fact, they have a big fiberglass chicken out front. Broasted chicken is their big thing. And so a lot of these drive-ins, they do the basics that you would expect, but some of them have specialties that they like to be known for too.
Oh yeah, what are some of the other favorite specialties you've run across at drive-in restaurants?
You know, it's a lot of times it's burgers, but then they'll do the broasted chicken. They'll do hot dogs. Sometimes they're known for their chili. A lot of times ice cream and custard are a big draw. These drive-ins are big on desserts as well as on burgers and fries and shakes and malts. And then just sometimes it's, you know, some homemade specialty that can be creative. And those vary greatly depending on where you are.
We're picking up our conversation with Eric Paulson, co-host of the Discover Wisconsin show and founder of statetrunktour.com. We're talking about drive-in restaurants around the state. And you could join in with your favorite Wisconsin drive-in restaurant or beyond Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite one, maybe one in your town that you like to go to, or one that is closed but you'd like to share memories of it? 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to your calls now. Eric is with us in Lake Tomahawk. Eric, hi.
Good afternoon. I just want to shout out for the Dog and Suds down in Tomahawk. I grew up down there, but we make a little pilgrimage down there at least once a year for the Texas Burger. It's good stuff.
The Texas Burger. Tell me about it.
It's just really floppy everything, but the kitchen sink type burger. It's what you need. It's good for the soul.
Excellent. Eric, thank you so much for sharing that. Pilgrimage to the Dog and Suds and Tomahawk, he says. Now, I noticed this, Eric, guest Eric, not caller Eric, on your list. A lot of restaurants will have a sloppy Joe's. Eric says he's got a really sloppy burger there. Hold on. I'm supposed to eat these in my car. All right, it's going to all end up on my pants, right?
It is tricky eating sometimes. definitely take extra napkins anytime you're imbibing at the drive-in, and I'll definitely check out the Dog and Suds. Being in Tomahawk, I'm assuming it's right off Highway 86, so I'll be getting up there soon, and I'll probably add it to the list.
And the Suds, of course, are going to be root beer. What's the deal with root beer at drive-in restaurants? Because that's almost a must-have.
When I was telling you about some of the specialties that they make, a lot of these drive-ins make their very own root beer, and so that's a delicacy that they love to serve if you're not in the mood for a shake or a malt. And I love malts and shakes, but let's face it, there's a lot of calories and sugar.
That's the thing. No. Like if I'm eating a burger and fries, like I want the custard or I want the malt. My body does not really want those that much.
Yeah, it's easy to overeat, and you're not exactly burning calories sitting in your car.
True, very true.
Either, so you do have to take those things into account.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to. So it looks like we lost Sally in Madison. Wanted to recommend Kilty in Oconomowoc. Her family, I guess, started it. Kilty's is on your list, I think, Eric.
Absolutely. Actually, I lived in Oconomowoc as a little kid, and the first burger I ever ate was a Kilty burger because I grabbed at it as my parents were passing it between the seats. it was Kilty. I'm not sure what year it opened. I believe sometime in the 50s, but it's on the east side of Oconomowoc along the original Highway 16 that connects Oconomowoc with Milwaukee. But the expressway that they built in its place is right behind it. So it's very easy to get to. A wonderful place. It's the checkered red and white and black. There's the canopy, and it's incredibly popular in the summer when they open. And that is one of my all-time favorites is the Kilty.
And it's got a Scottish theme, hence the Kilty?
Yeah, the sign shows a guy who looks like he's Scottish, with the kilt and everything. They do have car hops. They used to roller skate. Now they don't, but they're not in kilts, but that would be a fun part of the theme.
All right. Thanks to Sally for sending that note along. We'll go to Jenny now in Burlington. Jenny, hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What did you want to tell us about Jenny?
So Gus's Drive-In in East Troy is one of our favorites to go to. It's a fun place. They don't have car hops, but you can sit at tables, and they have classic car shows on Saturday nights.
And what's your favorite menu item there, Jenny?
Probably their shakes. I like the cheese curds, too, but chocolate malt.
Excellent. I love it. Thank you so much. That, I think, is also on your list, Eric.
Yes, it is. It's in East Troy, just outside of East Troy. It's on what is today County ES. But before they built I-43 between Beloit and Milwaukee, County ES was Highway 15. That was the main road between Beloit and Milwaukee. So it was very, very busy and a great place to locate a drive-in. I've been to Gus's. They don't have car hops, but you can sit inside there, but they have the spaces outside. They have the canopy. I think that's very important. And my favorite thing there is the onion rings. They were just fantastic at Gus's.
Jenny, thanks so much for that call. We are talking about the drive-in restaurants of Wisconsin and beyond, if you would like. Eric Paulson is with us from Discover Wisconsin and statetrunktour.com. We've got a link to his write-up on a bunch of these drive-in restaurants around the state. You can find that link at wpr.org/centraltime. And there's still time for you to share your favorites, past or present. If you have a memory, even if that memory is yesterday, 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Renee is with us in central Wisconsin. Renee, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Fun show. So I'm putting in a little plug here for Milty Wilty. It's a drive-in, I think 73 plus years. Yeah, they have the car top, right? They are, there's car show on Fridays. It's seasonal, varied menu, best fries in town. And when you're in high school in this town, if you score a Milty Wilty shirt, you wear it. So there you go.
Well, wait a minute. Is it hard to get hold of these shirts, Renee?
Oh, probably not. I'm sure the general public can wear them. I just know my three kids all poked fun, either poked fun or scored one. You know, you got one as an employee. So I'm not clear if they still do that, but yeah, it's cool.
Renee, thank you so much for sharing that. Milty Wilty, Eric.
Well, what's funny is I'm looking at the Milty Wilty piece on my article right now. That is the next place I wanted to bring up. They're right there in Wautoma, and they opened on June 11th, 1947. So this Friday is their birthday, and they're really one of the originals having opened that far back.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the call. We'll go to Justin with us now in Waukesha. Justin, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to give a shout-out for John's Root Beer in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. They don't have much for car hops, but they homebrew their own root beer and have amazing root beer floats. They've also kind of been a shining part of our community over the past few decades. It's been fantastic to see them support us and us support them over the years.
Justin, thank you so much for sharing that. And Eric, that's part of why you like these locally owned ones, just the back and forth support to them and from them.
Absolutely. And John's is an example of one of the ones that started as an A&W root beer stand.
That's right. There are a few of them on your list that did that, right? They were basically splinter factions from A&W.
Yeah, basically. And then, yeah, they've billed themselves as the best root beer in Waukesha since 1937. And they do the sloppy dogs and slaw dogs and all kinds of variations on the hot dog there, too. Really, really good place.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Justin, for calling at 800-642-1234. Chris is with us now in Eau Claire. Chris, hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Chris?
So originally I'm actually from Junction City, Wisconsin, and on the old Highway 10 between there, it's between Marshfield and Point, but there's an old car hop there. They're still running. They don't do the roller skates out to the cars anymore because they've expanded and actually have a sit-down place. But, I mean, they got Eat written on the shingles, one of the spiky light-up bulbs off the roof, and it looks like a carousel horse on the roof as well, but it is great food and their food runs the gambit. But I mean, it's a great place to sit down. And if you're driving that way, go for it.
Excellent.
Chris, what's the name of the place?
It's called the Car Hop.
Car Hop, right.
Oh, the Car Hop. Well, again, I missed that one and I'm definitely going to go there and add it.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. And that reminds me, I didn't bring up the roller skate thing. He says they don't do that anymore. They used to at the Car Hop. There are a couple places that still do the bringing your food on roller skates. Is that right, Eric?
A few of them do, and Wayne's Drive-In has been one of them. In fact, for a Discover Wisconsin show, I found rollerblades that were in my trunk, and I used those to deliver a tray of food to people. And I very much disappointed my producer because I know he was hoping I'd wipe out.
Oh, I would. You successfully delivered without spilling?
I did, and don't ask me how. But you could see my face during that scene. I'm really concentrating.
Intense. Intense moment. Thanks a lot for that call. Eddie joins us next in Milwaukee. Eddie, hello.
Hi. I wish to point out Artie and Ed's Drive-In in Oshkosh. On the east side of Oshkosh, they have young women on roller skates to bring the food to your car. It's delicious. I go there every year during the Oshkosh fly-in for the EAA.
Oh, okay. Well, that's coming up soon, so. Yeah.
Eddie, thanks for the calls. There is one there that does roller skates. Oh, we've got lots of callers and not too much time. Let's go right back.
That was Michelle. Another one I was going to mention on the skates.
Oh, good. Michelle joins us next in Arcadia. Michelle, hi.
Hello. Our favorite drive-in restaurant is JoJo's, and it's actually in Independence, a few miles from where we live. And they have car hops, and they have outdoor seating. They have picnic tables. There's no indoor seating, and there's a local meat place in the town, and so their meat is just excellent. Ooh. My favorite is the California burger. My husband likes the chili cheese dog, and they have hand-dipped ice cream cones.
Very nice. Michelle, thanks a lot for that. You're still finding new ones all the time, Eric, right? I mean, you have a pretty big list, but... there's lots more.
What's funny is, yes, I have 26 down, and somebody who was reading my article on the site made a comment about JoJo's in Independence. So I've done some research on it, but I've not been there, but that is on my list as well, right on Highway 121. And that's going to be gorgeous because it's right in the Driftless area, too.
Thanks a lot for that call. Now, a lot of these, of course, they're drive-ins, so your car is probably involved. There's one where you have to take a boat, too, the Albatross drive-in on Washington Island. Tell us about this one.
Mm-hmm. They just opened for the season on Memorial Day. And yeah, when you, if you take the ferry to Washington Island right off the tip of Door County at the end of Highway 42, right after you disembark, you pretty much follow the one road that goes in. And right at that first corner is the Albatross Drive-In. It's owned by this great family. We interviewed them on Discover Wisconsin too. They were really nice, and they're very popular with visitors. They're very big on being north of the tension line. They point out their food takes a long time. Just relax, enjoy the food. You're not in Chicago anymore. Just relax. And my favorite burger there is called the Albie Burger, and it's got Swiss cheese and a bunch of other great stuff on it. And their cheese curds were absolutely amazing. Definitely a wonderful spot to visit between Memorial Day and Labor Day if you get to Washington Island.
Eric, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
It has. Thank you, Rob.
Been talking to Eric Paulson. He co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show, airing on Bally Sports Networks in Wisconsin and Minnesota, also on YouTube. He hosts the Cabin Podcast and founded statetrunktour.com. He joined us to talk about Wisconsin drive-in diners. Find a link to his ever-growing list and article at WPR.org/Central Time. Keep sharing yours, by the way, on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Scott in Plymouth mentions Chester's in Plymouth. And I got a note that one of them we mentioned, the Milty Wilty's in Wautoma. I don't know if I said it was something else. Milty Wilty, Wautoma. That may be a correction. I'm not sure.